down on the sidelines. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. President Biden has met with his Chinese counterpart in person for the first time in his presidency.
After a three-hour meeting with Chinese President Xi Jinping, President Biden told reporters the U.S. and China will compete vigorously, but he is not looking for conflict.
I absolutely believe there need not be a new Cold War.
The president, speaking at the G20 summit in Indonesia, says he did raise objections with Xi about China's increasingly aggressive actions towards Taiwan.
And I do not think there's any imminent attempt on the part of China to invade Taiwan.
President Biden says he and Xi also spoke about Russia's invasion of Ukraine, agreeing the threat or the use of nuclear weapons is totally unacceptable. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
And while in Bali, the president also talked about the possibility of Congress turning abortion rights into law.
I don't think there's enough votes to codify unless something happens unusual in the House.
The president said if Democrats picked up seats, the first piece of legislation he would send to Congress would be to enact a nationwide right to an abortion. The NTSB is asking anyone who might have video of the crash of two vintage airplanes at an air show in Dallas on Saturday that killed six people to turn it in.
It'll help us determine the exact location of the midair. It will give us a layout of where each aircraft was in the process. It should help us with speed, altitude, location. There may be an angle that of something out there that we're unaware of.
NTSB board member Michael Graham says they're looking into why both aircraft were flying at the same altitude and in the same airspace. University of Virginia student Christopher Darnell Jones is under arrest, accused of shooting three members of the school's football team to death. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Google reaches a settlement worth hundreds of millions of dollars with the majority of states who claim the company illegally tracked users.
Google will pay out nearly $392 million to 40 states. The attorneys general for those states say Google has been targeting users with advertising using location information, even if people click a setting to opt out. The plaintiffs say location is valuable personal information that can reveal identities. The AGs call the settlement a big win for individual privacy. Google, as part of the settlement, agrees to better inform users about its tracking practices through a web page and at the moment users decide whether or not to share their location. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Nearly 40,000 academic workers at all 10 University of California campuses walked off the job today, calling for better pay and benefits. The unionized workers are also demanding child care subsidies, enhanced health care for dependents, public transit passes, lower tuition costs for international scholars, and better accessibility for workers with disabilities. Wordle Mania kicked off in 2022 with millions of players sharing the results on social media. Now a new analysis is looking at those tweets to see which words caused the most uproar.
Gaming site I'm a Puzzle tried to crack the code on which Wordle words were the hardest in 2022, and they looked at Twitter stats to do it. The results, players caused the most uproar over the words pairer and foyer or foyer, which ended over 30,000 streaks. More surprisingly, the words catch, watch, and mummy. Rounding out the top 10 were cater, coily, trite, found, and tacit. The New York Times purchased the game from its creator, Josh Wardle, at the beginning of the year, and many users claim the game was made harder. The Times eventually hired a full-time editor to manage the process, manually choosing words instead of them being selected at random.
Fox's Gianna Gelosi, I'm Lee Silasara. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.